Oh, computer.
And if your computer is giving you problems, you got two choices. You can rage against the machine.
Yeah.
Or you can give us a call here at 602-277-5827, and you can ask the data doctors.
We'll try and help
to help solve the problem for you. Did you like that Rage Against the Machine reference?
Yeah, I did.
For
that
those
was
of
very
you that,
clever.
That don't keep score, the group slash band slash noise you hear in the background is Rage Against the Machine.
Yes. So that was the whole Rage Machine.
Right.
Okay, let's take callers.
Let's see if we can do such a thing. And like Karen, who has a gateway. See my style? See my smoothness? She has some problems connecting a photo printer, and she needs our help desperately before she rages against the machine.
No, I have no problem with the photo printer anymore. It went back to the store.
All right. So what I have on my screen is completely inaccurate information thanks to C.Cab. What can we help you with today, Karen?
Well, because of this photo printer and registry changes that I got from tech support, not your tech support, but Gateway and HP, I can no longer use my zip drive. The system won't recognize the zip drive. So I thought, okay, I'll reinstall it. And it keeps coming up with an error message that says, procedure entry point thunk connect 32 couldn't be located in DLL kernel 32.dll.
All right.
I know what DLL is. I don't know where it is. I don't know what to do with it. But I went online to do some research, and I cannot find Thunk Connect 32 anywhere.
So you went and took our advice, like we give people all the time, and say, if you have an error message, take and put that entire error message into Google and do a search. And
oh,
you
I'm a diehard fan of yours. I get
newsletter,
and you know, I downloaded SpyBot because somebody suggested, oh, well, you probably have spyware. Well, that didn't make sense to me, that spyware would all of a sudden make my computer not recognize the zip. Nevertheless, I don't know what Thunk Connect 32 is, and nobody else does either.
Well,
so I'm hoping you do.
I don't know what Thunk Connect is, but let's forget about Thunk Connect for a moment here, and let's try a couple other things. First of all, is this a zip drive that's internal to your machine or external?
No, external.
External. And does it plug in via a USB or a parallel port?
It's a parallel port, and I was going to say it was on my old computer, and I had it connected to the printer, but it's no longer. There's enough space in the hard drive that I can connect it by itself.
So it's connected directly to the printer port or parallel port on the back of your computer.
Right.
And this is probably an older zip drive if it connects
in
that
way. Yes, it is. It's 100 megs.
100? Oh. That's probably 100 years old, too.
Oh, now, come on. Not that old.
The reason I'm asking those questions, if it was an internal drive or if it connected via a plug-and-play device like USB, you shouldn't need any software for Windows XP to recognize this drive. And you are running XP, you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if it's not one of those, if it's a parallel port, which is the only kind that wouldn't be able to be detected all by itself, you would need some software. The first thing I'm going to ask you is, have you gone to the website that of the manufacturer who makes the zip drive, which is iomega.com?
Right. No, I haven't. That never occurred to me, but thank you.
I would go to iomega's website. It's I-O-M-E-G-A.
Grab the drive.
And see if you can download drivers for Windows XP for an external parallel port zip drive. And make sure that the drivers fit both issues here, that A, it's for Windows XP.
Yeah.
And that it's also for a parallel port zip drive.
What a good idea.
So see if you can download. It may be just a driver, or iOmega a lot of times likes to package it all up into an install program where it's just you click next, and it does some things for you.
And
may
I
ask you to reboot.
That.
I would definitely try to do that because that drive isn't going to be recognized without specific software and drivers and things loaded. If it was any other kind of zip drive, either internal to the computer or it plugged in via USB, which are the other kinds of zip drives out there, then it should be able to recognize it as a generic removable drive and be able to do things on its own. But because it's a parallel port, it needs a little bit of help with that.
Okay, but wait a minute. Before I started messing with this photo printer, I had a perfect setup. It recognized it. It was fine. We were just rocking along.
And when you got this gateway, it didn't come with that zip drive, I'm guessing.
No, but this was a couple of years ago, and I installed the zip right away, and I've been using it for 2 years. It was only when I started messing with that refurbished photo printer.
Right. My guess is what happened was this thing, you originally got the gateway, you plugged in the zip drive, and you loaded whatever software was necessary then. It's been working since. You got this photo printer, and in trying to mess with it, it somehow has removed some of the software that the zip drive needs.
Well, is there any way I can go to the operating system CD? I tried that, actually, but I can't find Thunk Connect,
but
whatever
that is. Yeah, the Thunk Connect, I think, is sending you down a path that probably can be solved by... It's missing a piece of software, and that piece of software is probably what was loaded a couple of years ago with the zip drive, and it just needs to get back. So by going to the website, downloading that stuff, and installing it, you should be in good shape. Or if you can find the original discs that came with the zip drive.
I did.
Okay. But I wouldn't use those because you said it's been a couple of years at least.
Yeah.
And they probably come out with a lot newer stuff, and back then maybe Windows XP didn't exist. And there's a good chance, my guess is, that this machine wasn't always running Windows XP, that it was running something else.
No, it was always. We bought it new with that.
Okay. So I would still try going directly to the iOmega website, downloading that stuff, and going that route. If that still doesn't work, then the next step that I would try is to, we had to determine, is it the zip drive or is it the computer? And the quickest way to do that is to take that zip drive and try to put it on a friend's computer or another computer you might have at home or in the office.
Uh-huh.
If you can get it to work on another computer, then we know we've got a problem within your computer that needs to be addressed. If it can't work on another computer, then you know that there's nothing you're going to do besides replace the zip drive.
Okay.
That's going to work for you.
Okay, I appreciate your help. Thanks so much.
All right, good luck, Karen, and
thanks
for listening and being a crazy, avid, ravenous fan.
Oh, it'll keep going, I hope. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
What do you think?
I think that's great, because I actually have the exact same zip drive she's talking about.
One of those old purple ones?
Yeah, and I had to reload the drivers when I went from Windows 98 to 2000, and it's this. I had a copy of the driver, but they had an updated one for 2000. So,
of course.
I mean, they constantly are updating these drivers. It never hurts to have the newest, best driver. That's one thing.
Yeah, even if you already have a driver for Windows 2000, there may be a newer one if you're running Windows 2000 that's come out that addresses problems and bugs and issues and things. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We say that all the time. If you have no problems, don't upgrade just because there's something newer out there. But if you're having a problem,
go get it.
Always, you know, when you have any kind of external device like a printer or a scanner and you're having problems, it's not working, forget the original installation discs that came with it. Set those aside. Go to the manufacturer's website and download whatever the latest is that fits your situation. That's another thing that's very important. Make sure that, in Karen's case, that A, the driver is specifically for that type of zip drive, and see if there's a model number or something you can get off of it, and B, that it's for the operating system you're trying to deal with. Now, if you can't find one, for example, if she went there's nothing for Windows XP, but they have one for Windows 2000. It's kind of up to you whether you want to take the chance. It might be a substitute that would work, and it probably will, but always look to see if they have one that matches your situation exactly.
Yeah.
First.
You know what she also could do, if she doesn't have another computer or can't take the zip drive, she was saying she put on the printer, maybe unplug that printer.
Well, she already returned it.
Oh, she already returned it.
It was a printer
okay.
she bought and never could get really working correctly,
and so that's
spent hours, I'm sure, on the phone with those gateway people and the people who made the printer, and finally decided, you know what, this isn't
Forget
worth the
it.
Frustration.
Okay.
And now, of course, since all that, her
now
zip drive won't
the
work.
Zip drive won't work.
Right. So, you know, it's one of those fun things that happens from time to time, and you know,
more often than not. But
yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, do we have time for another caller?
We will as soon as we come back from our break.
Sounds good.
Which leads me to, you know, the whole break thing.
Yeah.
And when we take that break, we're going to actually get a little bit caffeinated because we're not hyper enough. I'm going to have a couple more of these, whatever these things
are
that
I'm eating. I don't know if you should be eating any more of those.
Yeah, it's good for me, and drink some of that drink that we're drinking. And anyway, we're going to take that quick break. When we come back, more of your calls, more of your questions, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. It's your turn.